And he died, and my father was born after he went to war, and he never did see him.
Uh-huh. What did his mother do?
Grandma. Uh-huh. All I know, she whipped grandkids. Well, she was a spindly little old thing, and she, us grandchildren would go to see her, and she'd get kindly aggravated at us.
Uh-huh.
And she would whip us
too. So she kept you in line, huh?
Yeah, we had to stay in line around grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And grandma, we didn't do her like we did grandma, because grandma was kind of like myself. Now that's father's stepdaddy. John was my father's stepfather.
I see.
And that's the reason I called her grandma.
Yeah, because her name changed after she
married. Yeah, she was a, because she married a after my father was born.
Yeah,
my father's big enough to cut brass buckles off of his slippers while he's courting his mother. Him and Uncle Willie crawled under there, that grandpappy caught him. Now, I do know what grandma was a before she married.
She was a what? Yeah, what's that?
Her maiden name was.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay, good. Do you know where she was born? Or where she's from, I think?
Well, Papa come from Georgia. I don't know where Grandma came from, but there's where Papa said they'd raised it. Said he'd knocked him been much far out of his rocks with his toes in them old Georgia hills and rocks.
And that red dirt out there.
That's what he said. He told us kids that. And he got up one night in his sleep, he said, and went across the log where they're building a new house. And his mother woke up after he walked out of the house. He was just a little bitty thing, about 2 or 3 years old. And she woke up after he woke up. They was living with Grandpappy. And he walked that foot log, he said, plumb across a big, deep branch of water. And she wouldn't say nothing to him because she was afraid he would fall. And then he got over there, and she followed him plumb over there across that log, and said when he went over there, he just sat down and went to climb with the blocks over there where they're building the house. She said, but she was scared to answer her life. She just knew he was going to get killed.
Oh,
but she said David Bound had been took care of all his life, said the coach. He'd been some mischief. And
Did she paddle him when she got over there?
I never asked her. I imagine she was so proud. We used to sit at her feet when we were little kids and listen to her tell about that.
Yeah.
That's how come he knows so much about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then Grandpappy, Grandpa bought them all a new straw, Grandpappy bought the two boys a new straw hat before she married.
Yeah.
Her daddy did. And they seen him with air holes in his hat.
Yeah.
And then he bought him a sharp knife, and them boys went and cut holes in the top of their new hats.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Grandpappy gave a whipping for that. Because he bought the hats for him, because grandmother was a widow woman, and I don't imagine she was able.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And she said they come in and get dishes and break them up and drove the best horse and cow out of her lot. She said her children needed the milk. And butter, and they drove the best milk cow away from home.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad. Will they get it back?
No, that was a wrong side, you see. Come in and got that.
Uh-huh.
Just took it away from her.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, now that's what my and she said that she had to bear her dishes in a pit out in the backyard to keep them from breaking them all up.
Oh, well, I swear.
Now that's kind of like my grandmother Hopkins had.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I've had a pretty good life. To think about what she went through.
Yeah. She had quite a problem.
And she said she fired them guys and with her gun and talking to them all the time when they drove that best horse out of the lot in that cow. But they didn't fare no mind.
Huh. Were these soldiers?
Yeah, they were soldiers.
Civil War soldiers?
Yeah. But they finally